The clouds above are gathering, thunder rolling like a drum, and it's a shame that I had to disappear. The last exit, the last exit.
Elevator music from hell.
People go, all we are is fame. is fading slow. The ghosts are gone now, and we're dancing through the year. Wash away like, wash away like, wash away like tear.
Listening to the hip sounds, the now sounds of Area 54.
A-C-D-I-O-N.
Hey boy.
A-C-D-I-O-N.
Hi da.
A-C-D-I-O-N.
Hey boy.
A-C-D-I-O-N.
Hi da.
It's okay, it's okay, it's going to be okay. Exchange more than words. It's okay, everything is okay. Because I'm feeling
Can't stop, baby, stop for your love. Can't stop when you're with me. I just can't stop for your love. Can't stop playing with me. I just can't stop for your love. Can't stop when you're with me. I just can't stop for your love. Can't stop playing with me. I just can't stop for your love.
That's where we need to be. In that lovely, free, joyful, innocent space.
Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. That was Jody Wisternoff. The song's called Morning You. It's off his album Night Whisper. Jody Wisternoff, we talk about him. He's one half of Way Out West, or as Mike and I would actually both agree, he's probably 75% of Way Out West. His solo stuff's been really interesting and fun to listen to and kind of follow. We met him back in the day in Portland when he came as Way Out West.
Holocene.
Really nice guy. Poolside before that did a song called Can't Stop Your Lovin'. It's featuring a Neil Francis mix there off of High Season. Chai put a song called Action, and then the Avalanches. New album's called We Will Always Love You. We played a song called The Divine Chord. And we start off the whole set with a song called Ghosts by the band Desire.
So that Avalanches track, MGMT and Johnny Marr. What a great combination, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Avalanches, you know, they know who to pick to, you know, do some guest instrumentation and vocals, right?
Yeah, this album is like, it is such a great flow to it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
With their first album they had, which was like 20 years ago or something, most of the stuff they were doing was all samples. The whole album was made of samples, and they couldn't release it. I think it was like 3,500 samples in the album. And then to commercially release the album without having to pay for all these samples, they had to redo the whole album. You can still find the original one somewhere. with all the samples on there.
I think they're actually controlling the ship on this album. In other words, the samples were controlling the music before. Now they're controlling the samples to suit the style that they want to play for a song or for an artist. And so it's you can tell they've taken control because the songs have make a lot more sense from beginning to end. And also they change up through the album too. They make more of an album, and
you don't feel
like you're just listening to a looped sample that they've added to and made some cute things on to make it more interesting. They've actually built it around the song.
I definitely think they're studio musicians though, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I don't know if they'd be able to recreate this whole sound, at least not as layered and textured as this album is. And that's why I tell everybody, you got to listen to it on headphones. So much going on.
No doubt.
In the background.
Yeah. Or
anyway, check that album out. It's one of my favorites. We will always love you, the Avalanches.
Really, listen to it really loud.
Quietly with headphones. Makes a difference. And I'm not talking like, your AirPods. I'm talking like good over-the-ear headphones.
We're talking cans, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're Tim and Mike. Thanks for being with us. We've got some Ursula 1000 queued up. We're going to play Relaxamento for you. Let's check it out.